Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the world go round, it makes the world go round.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Now, why in the world would I play this song with Liza Minnelli and Joel Grace talking, singing about money? Because this is time for our Santa Rosa County update, and guess what we're going to be talking about? The budget! Money, 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 money. So today we have in-house the county administrator, Brad Baker, is here with us, Sabrina White, the budget director, and Sarah Whitfield, who's our public information officer. Welcome, everybody. We've got a great topic today.
Yeah, thanks for having
us
today.
Santa Rosa County budget. Where are we? What's the status? Tell us all about it.
Well, so first of all, I guess we'll talk about kind of what is the budget. And really the budget is the what the board sets, and it's the priorities and the direction for county staff to implement the next year. So what services are we going to provide for the community? What are the priorities? What can the residents expect? You know, so it drives us in the next fiscal year. Of course, our fiscal year is October through September, so October 1st through September 30th. So the budget process that we're finalizing now will be what funds October forward. This is where also the capital projects that are going to come from and be done in the next fiscal year. So that's kind of really the budget. Mm-hmm. We do have some new stuff, and I'll let Sabrina kind of highlight some of those.
Okay, Sabrina, tell us everything. And a little bit about the process. When do you start working on this? At the beginning of the, like, as soon as the last budget's done?
Pretty much. It's a year-round process. Mm-hmm. So we started with a budget workshop in January of this year that kind of, what's the priorities of the board? What's the priorities of the citizens? So that way we can start the development process. Our departments, they get the budget in February, and they start building out what are their needs for the next year. And that all kind of comes together in June. And this year we decided to split our millage, which is our property tax. And property tax is makes up 55% of our budget. That's, you know, funds most of the things that we do in Santa Rosa County. And so that this year we split it into a general millage and a law enforcement MSTU that's going to fund the green uniforms. So all of those deputies that keep us safe every day, the law enforcement MSTU is providing the funding for their salaries. So that was the big major change this year to our budget. And this month, we will actually go through the capital plan and start selecting the priority projects that we're going to fund in next year's budget. And we're also going to have a fee discussion in September. I'm sure you've heard the state is talking about doing away with property taxes. So if 55% of our revenue is coming from that, we're going to have to do a little, well, it's going to be fun to try to figure out how we're going to pay for those services.
I'm not a finance officer or a director, but I'm thinking if you told me I was going to lose 55% of my budget, that's a lot to make up.
I mean, we're really hoping that the state legislative body will, as they delve into this, and, you know, obviously property tax exemption is probably be a favorable subject. I mean, mm-hmm. everybody would like to not pay property taxes.
Well, sure.
Just have to understand the cause and effect of things. And, you know, there is an effect to eliminating property tax. And really that is, well, what's the service? Service equals cost, right? Mm-hmm. We have to put money to get services. So what's a priority? And that's kind of why we went to this transparency thing, because we've encouraged DOGE to come into Santa Rosa County and take a look at the efficiencies that we have. And if they have any suggestions to make us better, we welcome that. And that's been a big thing throughout the year. But going to a fee-based, we think this MSTU separation, and this is the sworn law enforcement component is what we're talking about. So on your trim notice, you used to just see this goes to the Board of County Commissioners. This year in Santa Rosa County, you're going to see this goes to the Board of County Commissioners for general services, and this goes to the sworn law enforcement component. So it's trying to show people where the money goes. Mm-hmm. And our board had set some priorities, and public safety is obviously the number one priority of our board in Santa Rosa County. Then infrastructure, transparency, and employee retention. So the transparency portion is where we're at with the law enforcement MST. We're trying to show, and this is only one component. I mean, the sheriff's budget is roughly, with local option sales tax, about $85, $86 million.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be a small sliver of that, I think. Sabrina, what is it, $37 million? On the LEMSTU?
The $35
million. $35 million on the LEMSTU. So that's just the sworn law enforcement component. Obviously, the sheriff is on the radio all the time, and he's very engaged in our community. There are other components he does, and, you know, that's the jail. That's the civil processing. That's dispatchers to civilian employees, other things that he has in there. But so that was the attempt from the board for the transparency side. We're funding public safety. We're doing some on infrastructure like the Capitol that Sabrina was talking about. That's a prioritizing that for next year is coming up in a meeting, probably the last meeting in August. Then we'll talk about fees in September. So yeah, lots of exciting stuff, but it does go way back. And what Sabrina was talking about, our departments, they start working on their budgets after the board sets their priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the board's not going to know what the 150 plus people we have in public works need.
Right.
So we have directors in place to do that. And then the board goes through those along with myself and the budget team. And then we scratch it down like, well, I know you want that,
mm-hmm.
but do we really need it to do our mission, which is serving our community?
Right.
And then we scrub some stuff. So yeah, it's a long process.
And priorities are different for everyone, so that's where it gets tricky. And especially, I think, this is a unique situation in Santa Rosa because you have the infamous north end of the county and the southern end of the county, and some in some ways are very different. One has a beach, one has a river, and other things, so that can make it interesting. And I also think that it's got to be tricky in this area to establish a budget because you also have emergencies, things that happen that you don't plan for. So far, so good in the last few years in terms of storms, but we could just have a bad rainstorm one day or a tropical. It just doesn't really matter. So how do you plan for that?
Yeah, so we actually have a revenue stabilization fund. So we adjusted it a little bit more this year. So it has $25 million, and it is set there for disasters or should we have a downturn in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, will affect our revenues. And so we have it there as our safety net. And the state has also been proactive at developing a new program, which is called FROC. And that allows us to basically, we kind of take a test every year to see how well we are equipped to handle a disaster. And the state will actually front us some money should, a hurricane hit us. They basically give us a certain portion of that funding up front. So that way we're not so reliant on our local revenues, because in the past it would take months and months and months before we would see the funding come back in from FEMA for a disaster. And so the state has been, again, proactive at kind of changing that program so that we can receive the money in the beginning when we're doing the debris removal,
right,
which is a very, very costly endeavor. And so we appreciate that at the local level, for sure.
Okay, well, we are talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County, Brad Baker, County Administrator, Sabrina White is here, who's the Budget Director, and Sarah Whitfield, who's our Public Information Officer, talking all about the 25-26 budget. So, unfortunately, our text line is not working, so I apologize for that, but I'll do my best to try to come up with some good questions for them, and we'll be back to talk more about Santa Rosa County and the current budget, and hopefully you'll find this very informative. I certainly do. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel. Our experts are with Santa Rosa County, Brad Baker, the administrator, Sabrina White, budget director, Sarah Whitfield, the public information officer. Brad, let's continue that conversation we were just having about the emergency funding.
Yeah, so everybody thinks, wow, you set $25 million aside. I'll just give you a little perspective. So Hurricane Ivan, which if you were here just over two decades ago, you definitely remember. And if you're not, you've probably seen some of the pictures or videos from it. So we spent over $40 million in 2004 on debris.
Wow.
If we were to have that kind of storm now, that's probably a $60 million debris.
Wow.
So $25 million in the scope of things. that lets us continue functioning as a government. That lets us continue to pay our bills for the debris haulers. And like Sabrina said, the state's fast-tracking some reimbursements. So that's a good thing. But I just wanted to help put that in perspective. You know, an Ivan in nowadays cost is, you know, probably a $60 million versus a $40 million. That's just debris.
Right.
That's just debris removal.
That's
from
not reconstruction, repair, not, all of that. Gosh.
And then I thought, you know, our team over here with Sarah and them, and they get to track all of the fun posts throughout the county. Mm-hmm. And we were talking earlier, you know, like you mentioned the north end and the south. And, well, a couple of our two major roads that we have infrastructure woes on are Highway 98 and Highway 90. Mm-hmm. And those are state roads. And
that's, right. People don't understand that, do they?
They don't. So I'll let Sarah kind of chime in some of the stuff she hears out there.
Yeah, so roads are a big part of everyone's everyday life. You travel on them to get to work, to school, to go do fun things, and that's probably one of the things we hear the most about is the roads and the condition of the roads. This road needs to be widened. This one needs to be repaved. And like Brad mentioned, two of the major roadways in our county are state roads, and people may not know that Avalon Boulevard is also a state road.
Oh, really? So I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Highway 90, Highway 98, Highway 87, mm-hmm. Highway 4, yep, and then Avalon Boulevard, all state roads, and those are some of our major roads in Santa Rosa County. Now, we are over Woodbine Road, Schmuckla Highway, Berry Hill Road. Those are some other kind of major artillery roads in our mm-hmm. county that people travel on every day, and we know that those are priorities to our residents, and we are working on some things to try to make those things better. There's been some intersection improvements at the end of Highway 90 and Woodbine Road just recently to try to improve the safety over there. And so people just have to remember, you know, these things cost money, and I can let Sabrina talk more about the cost.
The budget director might have an insight.
It may surprise some people how much it costs to actually put some pavement down on a roadway.
I can imagine.
Yeah. So, for example, Sarah mentioned Woodbine Road. So we have two major projects going on in Woodbine Road. One just finished or is close to finishing construction at Highway 90. And then you have the intersection, the Quinsett intersection, which we call Five Points, the locals do. Mm-hmm. And so we currently have it in design for over $1.9 million. And to construct the changes that are currently in design is over $26 million. So you're talking about a very small portion of roadway, but to make the necessary improvements is very costly, you know, to over $26 million. But there are so many people that travel that area every day, and having those improvements are going to truly be a quality of life issue for our citizens and make their life better when they're not sitting in traffic or, you know, we've had an incident because there's so much traffic mm-hmm. jammed into one small area. So, yes, it is very costly.
Well, it's tough, too, because you're having to look ahead. Exactly. I mean, you can be doing the changes now, but I can't even imagine how much Santa Rosa County has grown in the last two decades.
Yeah, we're over 200,000 residents now from the latest estimates.
And what was it maybe 20 years ago?
It was less than 30,000. We've grown 30,000.
Oh, my goodness. That's incredible. That is incredible. And so the traffic, just add up all the cars.
It is. And going back to the state roads, you know, our board and administration, we continue to fight with DOT for more funding. And we're even going to D.C. and making trips. You know, we've met with Petronas recently to talk about our challenges. 98 and 90 both feed key infrastructures for national security. You know, mm-hmm. you've got Hobart Field, you've got Eglin, you've got NAS Whiting Field, which trains the, you know, all the naval aviators and the Marines, Coast Guard as well, if they're doing the helo. So, I mean, both of those are critical national infrastructure. So we're fighting that to get that. But we're also competing with growth in Central and South Florida, and DOT money is all about population.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to prioritize those. We know Highway 98 widening is a priority. We know Highway 90 widening is a priority for the county. We're just trying to get it elevated to a priority either with the state or even the federal government because it matters. I mean, Hobart Field is the front line of our national defense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these guys need to be going, fighting, taking out the bad guy wherever that is in the world, and they have to do that in a very timely manner, and you get jammed up on 98, and
that's not good. That's not good. I think that that's the way to go. I think that's very smart, going for the national funding.
Yeah, so it's a challenge, and then everything from the federal government passes through the state, so then we have to make sure we've done our due diligence on the state side to make sure they're representing Northwest Florida as well as the rest of the state. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that as a challenge out there in the funding world.
Yes, no doubt. And you mentioned one of the priorities this year is transparency. And so if someone was curious and wanted to see the budget, is that something that they could look at? Or is that, I mean, I'm curious. I don't know the process. I'm just asking the question.
Absolutely. So if they go to our Santa Rosa County website and they go to the budget department, the latest budget, tentative budget that the board approved is on there. They can see to the line item. So you can see down to the amount of office supplies that Sarah plans to spend next year.
Which is very small.
Okay.
Very, very small.
Well, just in case you were worried. Yeah. Okay.
But not only that, on the expenditures, every expenditure over $500, $500 in a $266 million budget is going through a multi-tiered process to be reviewed to ensure that it's the best price and then it's an appropriate expenditure for our citizens. So, you know, there's always the discussions of government waste, and I know that it is out there. However, we have done many things over the last few years to safeguard, to ensure that we're being as fiscally responsible as we can be.
Terrific. Well, we're talking with our friends from Santa Rosa County. We're going to take a quick break, hit pep talk. I'm sorry our text lines are not working this morning, but we'll keep going because they have so much information to tell you about. But they're doing a great job, and thanks to these community service folks that are here with us and are part of the Santa Rosa County government. Without them, I don't know what would happen to us. So hats off to all of you. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our experts this morning are from Santa Rosa County. We've got our county administrators here with us, Brad. We also have with us, we have Brad is here. I just lost my little sheet of paper. Sarah Whitfield is here, and our budget director is also here. So, Brad, let's take it out. We have a few minutes left to talk about what is coming up next.
Yeah, so I guess the next topic would be, you know, how do we get residents involved if you care to be involved? And we have a couple of ways. I'd say the first way is, you know, reach out to your commissioner and let them know what your priorities and you'd like them to, because the budget is driven by the commissioner priorities. So if you say you want Santa Rosa to go in a different direction, you want more parks or whatever, you gotta let your local body know that's a priority and you'd like them to put more money toward that. But we do have a couple meetings coming up. So September 4th at 6 p.m. in our board meeting room there on Caroline Street is the MSBU public hearing. And then the final public hearing is September 16th at 6 p.m. And that'll be the last public hearing on the budget. We'll adopt it then and start that October 1st.
So at this point, it's been pre-approved, but there's still opportunity to have input.
There is. The tentative budget has been approved. We sent all the information to the state. So these will be the final two hearings, and we do have a few changes on the MSBU side that affect real property, our fire department, the MSBU fires, and that's a little different in Santa Rosa County than Escambia. We have, I believe, 8 of those.
When you say MSBU, what
yeah,
does that
so
stand
that
for?
Mean the others are it's Municipal Service Benefit Unit, and we call them that because that's the funding source, but it's the kind of the north end minus Pace and Avalon. So that's Allentown, Berrydale, Bunsen, Jay, Baghdad, East Building, et cetera. They're doing a little increase this year, and that'll be at the MSBU. So,
okay, so all of this information can be found on the website, which is
santarosa.fl.gov.
Okay, thank you so much, Brad Baker, County Administrator, Sabrina White, Budget Director, and Sarah Whitfield, our Public Information Officer. We appreciate all you do for Santa Rosa County. Thank you all for coming in on a busy day. Appreciate
it.
Thank you.